Hello, this is Angela Ewing for KCIW, Curry Coat Community Radio, with my guest and friend Tom Broderick, who is here to talk to me about the upcoming Friends of Music concert with the acclaimed Acropolis Reed Quintet. Now, the concert will take place at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and that's 102 Park Avenue in Brookings, 3 p.m. on Sunday, March the 26th, so write that down on your calendars. The group you'll be hearing at the concert have been hailed for their imagination, infallible musicality, and huge vitality. So before we get to the actual program, Tom, I wanted to talk to you about the instruments that this group uses, reed instruments, woodwinds. You say it's kind of rare to have a group who plays woodwinds?
Well, our selection committee from the Friends of Music elected to have a wind group this year, and then we had a great deal of difficulty finding such a group. George, our chair of the selection committee, scoured the whole country looking for a group. Finally, did find this group, so we were able to secure them. Over the years, there was a group called the Prairie Winds in Illinois, and they lasted for about 5 years. Now they're gone, and so it's just a group that's not called on very often. But they're a special group that represent a special sound, and especially a special era when they were very popular in the Renaissance area. You know, when you think about it, the reed instruments were fairly reasonable to make. They were portable, so they could, four or five of these folks could get together and play the type of music that most of us have heard in the Baroque area. It's very fundamental, folksy, wasn't too difficult, and so on.
Well, we've got an oboe in this group, a clarinet, saxophone, a bass clarinet, and a bassoon. So we've got quite a selection there, don't we, from the very high soprano to the lowest, which is the bassoon, I think.
Yeah, the bassoon is an interesting double reed instrument. Not just anyone can play two reeds at the same time. Musicians are fond of calling the bassoon the instrument that breaks wind. That's in not the very best way to put that, but that's
I don't know.
In our community past, Dorian and Liz James lived here, and Liz James was a real professional on the bassoon and could also play all the other wind instruments as well. She's just a fine musician, and she used to play always in our local symphony orchestras. Her husband, Dorian, was a jazz fan, and he played saxophone. A lot of people don't really know that, but I've been to his house and listened to his collection. He was very fond of grand old masters on the sax, so we no longer have him in our community, and it's too bad, but there's some ancient history there that's kind of interesting to review.
Oboes are, as I understand, the soprano of the double reed family of the woodwind. Now, would you say that's a difficult instrument to play? Are wind instruments difficult to play as long as you have breath?
I've always heard from musicians that the double reed instruments are more difficult to play versus a single reed, like a clarinet, for example.
Right.
A single reed.
And then what about when they talk about saxophones? They come in several different sizes. And don't you think that usually the saxophone is used more in jazz than something like this? I mean, would you consider this classical music? And saxophone usually is in a jazz quartet or something.
Well, they are. But when the saxophone was first created, it was looked down upon by the musical community. They didn't consider it up to par, if you will, with most of the instruments that were being played then. Over the years, however, they have earned their respective place in symphony orchestras and jazz, of course. Mm-hmm. And what do you think about Kenny G?
Oh, yes, yes.
He plays soprano sax beautifully. And,
yeah.
And so the sax is definitely part of our musical culture now, and but it did get off to a rocky start. It wasn't acceptable at first.
Mm. Well, this Acropolis apparently directly compares sets of music from different generations. So for this installment, they've chosen the music of Jean-Philippe Rameau, Marc Mellitus, David Bienenbender, and George Gershwin to compromise a Baroque suite. Now, I don't know really what Baroque is.
Baroque, I would refer you to the Renaissance area, you know, mm-hmm. the 1600s, 1700s, in that era where the music was fairly simple and straightforward, but lively, not too difficult to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Baroque, Rameau, for example, the one composer you mentioned here, I've listened to him for years, and he was one of the more sophisticated composers that was able to put together whole suites of music and very refined Baroque music, at least in my judgment.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there are different generations of the public when they listen to Baroque? They say, oh, it must be old. Do we want to listen to it?
Yeah, I can see my wife wrinkle her nose when it comes on, you know. It's just not for everyone. Baroque music is a period instruments and period time when the music wasn't so sophisticated, but
right.
it still was quite interesting and
yes.
and complex in its own way. And big organ sounds, for example, were common in the Baroque area.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Now, the composers in this, Marc Mellitus, he is pretty modern. It's 1966 to 2014. I don't know much about him, I suppose, because it's modern. And I would assume that he's the one that does all the wind instrument stuff, because the titles of the things that they're going to play is very different. It says here that Marc Mellitus, 1966, and Splinter, 2014, and the names of the pieces are Scarlet Oak, Sugar Maple, Linden, Black Ash, Cherry, River Birch, Weeping Willow, and Red Pine. They're all trees, so they must be little vignettes or something, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Yes, yes. And Jean-Philippe Rameau, he was 1683 to 1764, selections from Suite in E Minor. So that this is going to be kind of a fun, I think, don't you?
Yes, I think it sounds like they're going to play some avant-garde type compositions and some comical
yes.
versions of it as well. Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing what the current generation has to say about
right.
quintet music, yes.
Yes, it'll be absolutely fabulous. So, Tom, we've talked a little bit about Baroque, and we've talked about the composers who are a little different for us, except for George Gershwin, and of course he is much better known. He is doing American in Paris. Now, that's something that's not been done before by Gershwin, at least in our concerts.
You're absolutely right. It's most of the work that we hear from Gershwin is either Rhapsody in Blue or Concerto in F, both of which have a jazz-based connotation to them. There's some history of jazz incorporated into those items. An American in Paris is altogether kind of a different program. It's light and airy, and you can actually see the streets of Paris when you hear it, and it spins a yarn for you. And it does not, in my opinion, have such a basis in jazz. It's it's a more of a serenade kind of thing,
and of course it's very well known with Gene Kelly, who was in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
That I know a lot of people know that, don't they?
He danced to that.
Yes, he did. He did. That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
So I think everyone will love the Gershwin. It's a it shows that we're going to have quite a mixture of present contemporary music, Renaissance music, and some of our older music by Gershwin. It's an interesting concert. I think you'll like it.
Very good assortment. Well, they're very well known anyway. They're performing in their eighth season, and they built their ensemble's repertoire for all that time. They're obviously very creative, and they have great aspirations to do a lot of things, and I'm glad to have them here. So, Tom, this concert seems to be giving us something new and different. Is that how you'd describe this concert?
I would indeed, yeah. It's going to be an exploration of new music, an ancient sound, which ought to be very interesting to listen to. It's also good to reminisce, if you will, as we are going to here with the Baroque period. And in the hands of a really fine group, even those can be very entertaining to listen to and very well done.
Yes. Well, this group certainly seems to have all the accolades that I'm reading about here, and everyone can read about that in the program and on kciw.org. So the concert will take place at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 102 Park Avenue in Brookings, 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 26th. Single tickets cost $15, and discounted season tickets will also be available. Students under 18 are admitted free and are encouraged to attend, of course. Tickets may be purchased at the door or at Wright's Custom Framing and Art Supplies. For further information, you can call 541-412-2957 or visit www.brookingsharborfriendsofmusic.org. Tom, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. I just want to remind everyone that listening to live music is a very special experience, and you'll come away with a new respect, if you will, for these kind of instruments. And I encourage you to go there and hear those new sounds.
Yes, I think it'll be very unusual and very entertaining. This is Angela Ewing with KCIW Currie Coast Community Radio. Thank you for listening.